Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents the Attitude Equation. Rock stars in all fields share their secret attitudes. By Mark Shulman and Jim Samuels, Ph.D. Forward by Guy Kawasaki. Narrated by Mark Shulman. Forward. I've known Mark Shulman since we were introduced by a mutual friend, Aussie mover and shaker Julie Masters, in June 2021. I later interviewed Mark for my Remarkable People podcast, during which we talked about anxiety, confidence, and world-class performance. I'm intrigued by the science behind success and how individuals can control the outcomes of their lives, and I was thrilled when Mark asked me to write the foreword for this book, co-authored with his longtime friend and mentor, Dr. Jim Samuels. Throughout my career, I've been a judicious analyzer of behavior and outcomes, starting with my degree in psychology from Stanford in 1976. As a marketing executive at Apple in the 1980s, it was imperative that we keenly understand the transformative change we shepherded, the positive impact technology has on users, and the science that creates brand loyalists. For many years, I studied these phenomena, both in qualitative field research and in the quantitative information we began to collect at the cutting edge of the data revolution. What strikes me most about the methodology herein, that attitude begets behavior which begets consequences, both positive and negative, is its simplicity and immediate application. Anyone can change their personal and professional outcomes by modifying their perspective and approach, and this scenario plays out in interview after interview of incredibly successful individuals in a variety of fields. When I was younger and dumber, I thought I knew it all. Among my delusions was that an interview-style book or podcast was easy. You turn on a recording device, ask a few questions, and the wisdom flows. Nothing could be farther from the truth. You must identify ideal interviewees and gain their buy-in, explain the concept, ask penetratingly intelligent questions, catalyze insightful responses, and edit those responses into a succinct and valuable format. Given this degree of difficulty, why not simply write the book yourself, or in my case, feature only yourself on a podcast? The answer is that proof of concept comes from the preponderance of stories that play out in similar fashion. And Mark has done a remarkable job of selecting individuals who graciously share their stories and wisdom in the pages to come. I admire Mark's capacity and ability to embolden and empower people with his unique exploration of human behavior through speech and song. He takes the wisdom gained from his decades-long career as a world-class drummer for the likes of Pink and Cher and transformed it into practices and tactics that move people and spark positive change. His inspiration for this comes from longtime mentor and philosopher Jim Samuels, Ph.D., who has spent a half a century motivating thousands of people with ideas and tools that lead to successful outcomes. He is a distiller of ideas, breaking down complicated formulas and concepts and making them easy to learn and apply. You will find that the driving methodology herein follows this course: attitude times behavior equals consequence. Thinking back upon my time as a technology executive, serial entrepreneur, and critical industry leader, and now as a keynote consultant and podcaster, I can pinpoint a myriad of times when my attitude led to successful outcomes. Enjoy herein the wisdom, practices, and ideas from successful business leaders, athletes, artists, and creators who share why and how their attitudes led them to positive outcomes. And then consider how your outcomes can change, grow, and excel when you take a more focused approach to how you perceive the world. Mark and Dr. Jim have thus done a great service for readers. The interviews will inspire, inform, and incite you. Then the onus shifts from the authors to you. What you need to know to dent the universe is in the pages that follow. It's up to you to invest the attitudes and behaviors that lead to your own desired consequences. Guy Kawasaki, business leader, author, and venture capitalist. Preface. I am grateful for so many people and moments in my life, and I take special note now of all the knowledge I gained. As a young drummer in the 80s with a myopic definition of success, I was surprised when my bandmates wanted to leave Los Angeles for Portland, Oregon. I dug my rock and roll boot heels into the ground, resisting even the thought of leaving. My friends were adamant about making a change, drawn by the lure of playing original music and paid gigs. So we packed the van and the cars and drove 1,000 miles north to live with a real estate agent slash music manager and chase a new dream. The band broke up 6 months later, but I met Dr. Jim Samuels, the co-author of this book. Under his guidance, I stayed in Portland another 4 years, formed a new band, refined my attitude and skills, and expanded my awareness of what was and is possible. Dr. Samuels flipped the script for me, informing a new world of self-exploration, emotional growth, and mind-blowing knowledge that would be the foundation of my life and success moving forward. Nothing proved more profound or powerful than the ABC formula, as he called it back then. Dr. Samuels taught classes 3 times a week. As time went on, I became increasingly committed to his philosophy. I had and have a voracious appetite to learn. I did the work, and the deep realizations and personal evolution inspired me to function with more clarity and joy and be of greater service to others. My drum production, leadership skills, and career continued to expand. Dr. Samuels has thousands of pages of brilliant ideas full of robust acronyms that are each worthy of their own book, but the ABC formula, attitude times behavior equals consequences, has enough potency to power a lifetime. I've been sharing it with hundreds of corporate audiences of all roles and industries, from interns to CEOs, over the past several years, and now I'm sharing it with you. My keynotes showcase the power of attitude. They're just a taste of how my friends and I have used this power to achieve success. This book goes into greater depth, demonstrating all the components necessary to enable you to control your life's consequences by using the power of attitude. We mold the technical aspects of the power of attitude around the stories of people who have used it to achieve great success. The world's top business people, athletes, influencers, actors, movie producers, writers, photographers, coaches, speakers, and of course musicians, have extraordinary stories that can empower all of us with their unique perspectives on the power of attitude. We are so honored and grateful to present this body of work that will entertain, engage, challenge, and intrigue you while enabling you to take greater control of your attitude and life. Mark Shulman. Introduction. Attitude defined. Attitude sits at the heart of human behavior and interaction. It has significant bearing on positive outcomes, including the achievement of individual and business goals. It is fundamental to perception and your responses to the world. Attitudinal improvement is the single best investment you can make in life because of its direct impact on your future outcomes and your impact on others. Consider this formula. A times B equals C. Attitude, A, multiplied by behavior, B, equals consequence, C. It may be easier to notice the attitudes of others than your own. Whether you encounter a neighbor, coworker, executive, or government leader, a hostile and aggressive attitude establishes specific outcomes, as does a cooperative and encouraging attitude. Consider your life journey and the influence that the attitudes of others have played and continue to play in your personal and professional success. Conversely, your attitudes can have profound effects on others. This book introduces you to a simple yet profound equation that will assist you in moving toward desired outcomes in all areas of your life, including relationships, business, health, and creativity. Your attitude first modifies your perception and feelings, then your behaviors, and finally the consequences you create, which can be negative or positive, depending upon the variables you control. Consider the previous formula in reverse. C equals B times A. The consequences you produce are the results of your behavior or actions, which are significantly influenced by your attitude, as attitude underpins every aspect of human interaction. It's been my privilege to work with people on improving their lives for more than 50 years. I've learned a lot from their willingness to share their experiences and thoughts, giving me invaluable insights into the relationships among how people think, feel, and act. In this book, Mark Shulman and I have collected valuable insights and actionable knowledge from people who've leveraged the power of attitude to produce powerful results for themselves, their communities, and their businesses. Mark is not only an accomplished world-class drummer, he's a student and lifelong learner, always seeking to understand how and why people behave and the role that plays in their personal and professional outcomes. Together, along with a host of business leaders, athletes, and entertainers, we're going to show you how shifts in attitude can change the consequences of your professional and personal lives and lead to greater success for you, your business, and your career. Dr. Jim Samuels. Focus on attitude. Why concentrate on attitude in the search for positive outcomes? Leverage. People immediately respond to attitude, and for good reason. We intuitively understand its importance. Take a moment to recall a coworker, client, or even family member who exhibited a bad attitude. Was it periodic or consistent? Now, recall someone who presented a good attitude or even someone with a great attitude. How did your experiences with these individuals differ? Using the formula A times B equals C, consider every goal that you or your business has set as a desired consequence. This consequence can change depending upon your behaviors. Behaviors colored, modified, and controlled by your underlying attitude. Plans are the sequence of behaviors that are designed to produce desired outcomes or consequences. Hence, your attitude determines the quality of your feelings and behaviors, and these behaviors determine the quality of your consequences. Your attitude fundamentally controls your chance of success, and control of your attitude can give you enormous leverage when it comes to ensuring the outcomes you want. Ultimately, success is dependent on the quality and execution of a plan, defined as a sequence of behaviors tailored to bring about a desired outcome. The success of these behaviors is ultimately determined by the attitudes of everyone involved, and this is true regardless of a project's size, from individual life goals to KPIs of Fortune 500 companies. If attitude is such a critical component of successful outcomes, what exactly is it? How is it defined? And in what ways can it be controlled? Attitude is a settled way of feeling and/or thinking about something or someone evidenced by behavior. Desired outcomes can be achieved by applying more attention to your attitude and approach. Attitude determines the quality of your behaviors, and those behaviors lead to observable consequences. Thus, even a small investment in attitude can produce life-altering consequences, and this is true for individuals, families, communities, organizations, institutions, corporations, and governments. The leaders of these entities and their attitudes make or break organizational reputations, which often encapsulate the attitude of the brand itself. This is defined by an organization's approach to customer experience, product quality and longevity, service, and level of commitment. What is more important to the business, maximizing profits or customer loyalty? I recently bought a toaster from a brand I have known and trusted for decades. Within a few weeks, the edges of my bread began to burn while the center was barely toasted. My investigation into the cause revealed that poor quality material had compromised the heating coils. Someone sold the organization on a short-term profit. That decision may have led to increased profits in the short term, but I will never buy from that brand again. The attitude of their decision makers was to focus on today's profit at the expense of quality and user experience. Building back a good reputation is significantly more expensive than maintaining an already established one. The same is true in personal relationships. Attitude multiplied by behavior equals consequence, regardless of the situation. Your true attitude toward a friend is evidenced by your behavior, and over time will produce predictable consequences. In all settings and circumstances, A times B equals C. Here is an abridged version of the attitude scale. Attitude, +4, successful. Behavior follows through. Consequence, completion. Attitude, plus three, focus. Behavior takes correct action. Consequence, correct results. Attitude, plus two, careless. Behavior distracts. Consequence, mistakes. Attitude, plus one, determined. Behavior struggles toward. Consequence, progress. Attitude, zero, critical choice. Behavior, conflict. Consequence, complaint / correction. Attitude, minus one, rebellious. Behavior, struggles against. Consequence, regress. Attitude, minus two, undermining. Behavior, disintegrates. Consequence, mistakes. Attitude, minus three, failing. Behavior, takes wrong action. Consequence, wrong results. Attitude, minus four, failed. Behavior, gives up. Consequence, incompletion. Attitude and planning. Before beginning any planning process from strategic to tactical, conduct an attitude check. Plans made with a less than optimal attitude tend to be less than optimal plans. Mitigate against negative mindsets individually or as a team, and address negative feelings that would adversely impact the creation of plans that lead to positive change. If you establish universally positive attitudes, you are far more likely to create fundamental plans that produce desired consequences. A well-built plan lays out the step-by-step behaviors that clearly produce desired consequences or achievements. This is intuitive and obvious, but often overlooked. Ask yourself and your team, what attitude best supports or drives efforts to create a plan that is likely to produce the desired goal? This attention attitude will dramatically improve the development and execution of a winning plan. It will positively change your organization's motivation. Different attitudes generate different perceptions, and these perceptions generate different feelings and awareness of possibilities that play a huge role in personal and organizational productivity and creativity. Different attitudes produce different possibilities and results. For a deeper exploration into predictable outcomes as a result of specific attitudes, we've included the complete attitude scale in the addendum at the end of this book. Your attitude can be considered your literal point of view or from where you are looking, and that changes how you see things. Consider a chicken egg. If you're hungry, it's food. If you're a farmer, it's product. If you're a chicken, it's family. The egg is the same, but is perceived differently and therefore responded to and handled differently. Your attitude modifies your perceptions, and your perceptions guide your behavior and the consequences you produce. Have you engaged with a salesperson with a careless attitude? Was that person successful in converting you into a customer? Compare that to speaking with a salesperson demonstrating a successful attitude who is inspired and passionate about their product or service. Who is more successful? A salesperson who acts as an enthusiastic partner, joining with you to learn about your challenges and goals and contributing to your overall success makes a world of difference to your motivation, efforts, and results, often with life or business-altering consequences. It goes far deeper than a business transaction. The same equation is true for a friend, mate, colleague, investor, bank, or government, because attitudes create mindsets and define possibilities. These perceived possibilities are the foundation for goal setting and problem solving. Planning should not start before you have achieved positive attitudes among all involved. Start with a desired outcome, and then backstep into the behaviors or tactics necessary to achieve this outcome. Ask yourself or your team the following. What is the optimal final consequence, C, we are trying to produce? What behaviors, B, are likely to produce that optimal final consequence? What attitude, A, will best support or drive our efforts to fulfill this plan and produce the desired goal? We decided that a potent and entertaining way to exemplify the power of attitude would be to tap into the insights of some of the world's top performers. Mark enthusiastically interviewed these amazing people, guiding them to express stories, successes, failures, and the wisdom into how the attitude equation molded their life experiences. Many of these folks became aware of the attitudes they chose through these interviews. Jesse, our editor, came up with the idea of identifying the unique learning keys of each interview and stating them up front so you have greater insights into what to look for in each interview. Enjoy this journey into A times B equals C. Section 1. Best-selling authors. Chapter 1. Possibility. Featuring Alex Benayan, best-selling author, consultant, and commentator. Alex Benayan is the youngest best-selling business author in U.S. history. His book, The Third Door, chronicles his 7-year quest to uncover the definitive mindset of exponential growth and success. It has been acclaimed by the New York Post as a joy to read. Over the course of his journey, Benayan's research led him to interview the most innovative leaders of the past half century, including Bill Gates, Lady Gaga, Larry King, Maya Angelou, Steve Wozniak, Jane Goodall, Jessica Alba, Quincy Jones, and more. Named to Forbes 30 Under 30 and Business Insider's Most Powerful People Under 30, Benayan is his generation's leading expert in high performance and personal development, having been featured by Fortune, CNBC, Business Week, The Washington Post, MSNBC, Fox News, and NBC News. What to listen for? Develop an attitude of possibility and nurture that attitude in others. Turn disappointing moments into opportunities for future successes. If you get turned down for a job, ask if there's a future role you can play. Alex Benayan. After spending 10 years researching how the world's most successful people reach unimaginable heights, I realized that no matter where they came from and no matter what they do, they all treated life, business, and success the exact same way. It's like getting into a nightclub. There are three ways in. There's a main entrance, where the line curves around the block and where 99% of people wait, hoping to get in. Then there's the second door, the VIP entrance, where the billionaires and celebrities enter. You either wait your turn or you're born into it. But there's always a third door. You jump out of line, run down the alley, and bang on the door 100 times. Or you crack open a window. Or you go through the kitchen. There's always another way in. It doesn't matter if that's how Bill Gates sold his first piece of software or how Steven Spielberg became the youngest director in Hollywood. They all took the third door. Mark Shulman. I'm that guy. I auditioned for Foreigner, got the gig, and found out they were recording without me. The producer didn't know me and hired someone else. So I called the producer and left a message. I know the drummer you normally use, and I love him. If he's ever not available, give me a call. 3 months later, he wasn't. They were in a bind, gave me a call, and asked me to play on a track for Beverly Hills Cop 3. I nailed it on the first take. And from that point on, I was his guy too. Very few people would have gone through the third door. Essentially, that third door is really based on attitude. Benayan, there are a lot of subcategories of attitudes. Some people have attitudes of gratitude or tenaciousness or perseverance, but the one overarching attitude that every single person I interviewed and researched has in common is possibility. You can give someone the best tools, wisdom, and knowledge in the world, and they can still feel stuck. But if you change what someone believes is possible, they'll never be the same. You can have someone who's the most talented person you've ever met, but if they have an attitude of, it's not possible, then they're right. It's not possible. Shulman, Henry Ford said whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Benayan, when you change what you believe is possible, you change what becomes possible. It's Steven Spielberg's story. It's Maya Angelou's story. It's Warren Buffett's story. On the surface, all the stories look different. Buffett is in finance. Maya Angelou is in poetry. Spielberg is in film. They all took different paths. They came from different backgrounds, but if you look beneath the surface, it's that attitude of possibility that they all have in common. There are so many implicit messages that tell you why you're not enough and you're not capable, that only special people are capable of doing special things. The only thing you can control is how much you turn up the volume in your own life. Shulman. When I first met business leader, consultant, and author Tim Sanders, he told me, "Feed your mind good stuff." I'll never forget that. I want to help people develop such an extraordinary attitude that it supersedes their talent, ability, and even intelligence. We're not all celebrities, and we're not all on the top of our game. We don't all have bestsellers. Do you think that the attitude of possibility would be able to carry someone above and beyond their talent and ability? Benayan, I don't know if anyone goes beyond or above their talent and ability. The whole purpose of attitude is to unlock and reach that potential and capability. I was once talking to Nomi Levy, the author of one of my favorite books, Einstein and the Rabbi. She told me that there's a theory among rabbis that human beings are born with potential within them, like a flickering flame. It's our job while we're alive to fan the flames and cultivate that talent. At the end of the day, it's up to you as an individual. Not everyone has parents or support figures who see into their souls and help them on their paths. You really have to choose yourself. The challenge many times is that circumstances can be difficult. I think about this a lot. If you're born in a developing nation or you're a refugee, it might be really hard for you to become the lead drummer for Pink, even if you have that innate talent in you. But at the end of the day, no matter how hard your circumstances are, if you don't have an attitude of possibility and perseverance, it's not that the game is over. You didn't even enter the game. You didn't start. Shulman. What did computer scientist Chi Lu say about luck? Benayan, luck is like a bus. He says that if you miss the bus, another one's going to come around the corner. But if you're not prepared, you'll never be able to get on. It's attitude and behavior. Michael Jordan was not born shooting three-pointers. He was born with an aptitude, with potential. He worked harder than everybody else. He wanted it that much and that badly. That's what Chi Lu did with sleep packing, creating more hours in a day. Shulman, he discovered he had 2 extra months a year because he was sleeping less, so he had those extra hours to work. He knew at some point the bus would come around. It's like my chance with Foreigner. After I did it in the first take, I went into the control room and the producer gave me a big hug. He also worked with Simple Minds and Billy Idol. If you look at my resume, you'll see I worked with Simple Minds and Billy Idol, all because of one call. When I committed to pursuing a speaking career, I was relentless. I cold called every speaker's bureau. I knew there were 20 other people doing the same, so I had a pretty good opening line. My name is Mark Shulman. I'm the drummer for Pink. I do a unique top performance, high energy keynote. Can I have 30 seconds of your time? Not one person said no. But when it was time to actually deliver the keynote, I needed to come through with quality. I studied with 2 speaking coaches, an acting coach, a storyteller, and a director to amplify my chances and my abilities. Benayan, you've been living it for a while. Shulman, I'm a constant student and I love the journey. Food for thought. 1. How can you benefit from a positive attitude about what is possible? 2. How can others benefit from a positive attitude about what is possible? 3. How can you search for lessons in disappointment or failure? 4. How can you use your disappointment to improve your knowledge and skills? 5. How can asking the right question open opportunities for your future? 6. How can a longer time frame reveal new opportunities to you? Chapter 2. Self-Awareness, featuring Tiffany Bova, global growth evangelist, business strategist, keynote, and author. Tiffany Bova was the global growth evangelist at Salesforce and the author of Wall Street Journal's best-selling book, Growth IQ, Get Smarter About the Choices That Will Make or Break Your Business. Bova has been named to the Thinkers 50 list of top management thinkers and is a welcome guest on Bloomberg, BNN, Cheddar, MSNBC, and Yahoo Finance, among others. As host of What's Next with Tiffany Bova, an iTunes all-time business and management bestseller, and a top sales podcast, according to Top Sales Magazine. Bova has interviewed a growing number of leaders, including Arianna Huffington, Chester Elton, Dan Pink, Ginger Hartage, Bonin Bo, Mark Vic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?